the Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following
the announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
All right, I guess this is it. This is number one, the inaugural. Well, we should start off being honest. This is not number one. We had a test run of a podcast last week. Things didn't go so well, so it never made the air. But we have great faith that this is going to be a Hall of Fame situation for the podcast world.
I'm just going to tweet here.
Are you going to tweet while we're doing this?
That's right.
Okay, now, if I take my finger off the button, what's going to happen? Oh, yeah. We're using the Boss Jock 2000 app. And it's pretty sweet, actually. And Sparks iPad. And some stolen equipment.
Temporarily borrowed. Not all of it's stolen. The actual mixer is mine. This doomahickey is mine.
Oh, you bought the doomahickey?
Yeah.
What kind of investment was that?
That's like, I think, $6.
That is
at your local audio store.
$6 you've ever spent. Now, Spark, we're about to run out of music. And then it's just going to be our naked voices.
That's right. So now
hit that.
There you go. You're locked and loaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's a Show. We should say it together. 3, 2, 1.
It's a show.
Oh. Okay. It works so much better in rehearsal. So here's the thing. We didn't discuss this. Are we going to use our real names?
We could, but
your nickname is awesome.
You never call me by my real name.
I don't. That's true.
And I'm okay. I'm okay with that. So we can go with the nickname.
Okay. So you're Spark, and I'm going to go with my college nickname was Shithead. So we probably won't go with that because we don't have too much profanity.
That's
on
right.
The first broadcast, at least. So no Shithead, but you can call me GA.
GA.
That's what my brother-in-law calls me, and I really like it. And sometimes when he's hammered, he calls me GG, but I don't know why.
Isn't that the movie that Jennifer Lopez was in? GG?
You're looking at the wrong guy. What do you think I am?
Ben Affleck before Argo. Argo, you know what yourself. That's a good movie.
Okay, now we don't even know what the content of this podcast is, to be honest with you. I think it's just going to be caring and sharing, a swapping of ideas. Very cerebral, obviously, with us in command. My son Sawyer, who just got a kick-ass haircut. We should show his haircut on the...
Where did the haircut take place?
It's at a Chatters location. We're broadcasting live from an undisclosed location at Spark's Kitchen Table in Canada. Red Deer... Should we say... We were going to say what town. Let's just say in Canada. Let's keep it in Canada. And so... The thing is with haircuts,
how much did you pay for the haircut? That's what I want to know. Because
well, I tried to use the coupon, and my luck with coupons has never been great.
Yes.
So the coupon was not applicable for that certain shop.
But,
it was for the other shop.
All right.
So I paid full on. That was $24.99.
And that's too bad that that's the standard price for a haircut.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a guy, simple snip, snip.
$10.
Really? I'm in there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe charge a little extra for the nice shampoo at the end, but...
Yeah, I don't need the fireplace, the television, and the crappy latte. I just need a $10
there's
haircut.
There's a latte?
There's a latte involved. There are several barbershops around, but I've always been scared, because of what happened to me in my youth, to go to the local barbershop anymore. Because back in the day, Big Al would take me, he'd sit me in the chair, and then he'd sit down and he'd be BSing with whoever's in the shop, and I got scalped.
Uh-oh.
Like down to the wood.
Uh-oh.
And then I got a rep to maintain. And this happened, I think this was a large window, which continued, to be honest with you, into college. I got such a bad haircut first year in college at the local barbershop in the small town where my college was. It was, it took a while to recover.
My favorite haircut memories. Growing up, we didn't go to a specific business, it was always in someone's house, whether it was in their basement, whether it was in the front porch, it was always someone's house. And it was for the longest time through high school, and I'm talking about maybe 15 years ago, which is a long time ago, $7.
$7.
Cuts for $7.
What kind of childhood did you have? Did you eat grubs, and are you getting haircuts in people's houses?
That's just how they did it. Wherever we lived in a lot of small towns.
Yeah.
I remember this one lady had a shop. And then she moved to her house But looking back, I don't remember really going to any specific business in a mall or in a, on Main Street. It was always in the house.
You know, we're lamenting how difficult it is and how much money it costs for a guy's haircut. I was talking to a woman the other day, $170 for a cut and color.
There's no way.
What the what is going on? This scam has got to stop. Like, because a lot of us, you know, you're detached right now playing the field.
That's right.
Successful bachelor. And I've been married for 24 years. And that comes out of the budget. $150 cut and color. And, of course, I don't begrudge my wife that because I like her looking hot. That's part of the package, right? You want a hot-looking girl.
That's right, yeah.
You can get a hot-looking girl to go out with. But, you know, when you get past the point of 25 or whatever and they start to show the gray roots, you got to take care of business.
Oh, man.
But that's too much money.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
There's two things you should have been, or I should have been, either a dentist, because they charge you left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Or the hairstylist, because you get the tips at the end.
You get the tips.
When, why am I tipping?
But you're covered in hair. Do you, would you want to be covered in someone else's DNA all day, every day?
They need to offer showers.
No. Yeah, like a decontamination chamber.
Yes.
Yeah, like you get out of there and it's like not good. Anyway, so
speaking of dating, I got a story. Let me tell you.
Okay, so we're going from haircuts to, is there an appropriate drop here? How do I, how do I scroll on this?
There is, that's all.
That's it?
I have for right now.
Seriously.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, go on with your story about desperate and dating in the new millennium.
So this is a long one. This is a long story. I'll try to sum it up as best I can.
Yeah, because people's attention span, they're ADD, and that's one thing we promise you, the consumer. If you download this podcast, which is a huge feat, if you do that, that'll blow our minds to begin with.
We got to upload it first. I got to figure that out.
Oh, shit. Anyway, if you share this thing and enjoy it, we will promise not to belabor any one topic for too long.
That's right.
That's our promise to you.
I'm on the online dating. I'm on the match.com. Meet this. I don't meet this girl. I met her yesterday. She doesn't have a picture on her profile.
Oh, Jesus.
And what's up
why
with that?
Why would you do that?
But why would you even go online?
So that's a blind date. You went in blind, man.
Total blind. We probably conversed for a month and a bit via the online business. But I wasn't really into it because she's a workaholic and she also does not have a photo. So I have no idea what she looks like.
So was there anything in the dialoguing that you had that tweaked you, thought, hey, maybe this girl is pursuing her? Are you just...
Well, she reached out, so that's the starting point.
Okay. And so that's like, been the only one in a while, or what?
What do I got to lose?
Was there a choice of three?
No,
you're on online. That's the whole world.
But not everyone's interested. So she's interested. I'm like, all right.
Okay, pull up. Get the laptop. I want to see your profile picture, because I want to see why they're not interested in you, because you're a single, successful guy. And no, seriously.
How bad could it be? So...
Okay, you can't reach his laptop. Sawyer, pull up match.com, please. We have an assistant. And also hand me a pen, because they
Here's
said
a pen right there.
To articulate your thoughts, you need to have a pen in your hand.
I have the iPhone. Let me just do it on the iPhone. So I meet this girl yesterday, and I get to the place early, because I'm early Steven. That's me. I'm always early. 10 minutes early at least.
Is that the name, early Steven?
That's what I call myself. Okay. So I'm there early.
His name's not even Steven.
And I'm waiting in the coffee shop, and I can't loiter.
No,
I can't.
No,
so
no
I buy a coffee.
You look but like a creeper.
But I don't want to buy a coffee because I should probably buy her a coffee, but I can't loiter, so I buy a coffee.
Right.
So I'm asking the nice lady.
So you pulled the trigger on the only social engagement that you could have that to make it not awkward is drinking the coffee.
That's right.
You've already done that.
So I buy the coffee.
Right.
The lady behind the coffee asked me a question. I assumed it involved either cream or milk. I said yes. I didn't quite catch it, I'll be honest. I said yes to something. I get the cup of coffee. Nothing's in it. So I don't know what I said yes to, because...
Extra pay.
There's a $3.
Would you mind paying more?
Last yes, cup of sure. coffee. And it's my second time in this coffee shop. So I remember where the fixings are, the cream and the sugar.
So is this a name brand shop? Can we say that?
No,
name?
It's a local joint.
Okay.
So I go to the side where I thought the fixings were. No fixings.
Right.
I sit down because I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm drinking black coffee, which I don't do.
Yeah.
So I'm not enjoying a $3 cup of coffee, waiting for someone I don't even know what they look like.
Yeah.
Who is late?
Who is late?
Now now it's 10 minutes later.
Do you think she was creeping you while you were getting your coffee and whatever else you paid for that didn't get?
I was looking for a girl with long hair and a purple jacket.
That's what she said. I'll
That's
be wearing a purple jacket.
She walked in and she wasn't hideous.
First of all,
I don't know about a chick in a purple jacket, to be honest with you. I would have bolted right off the top there. Like,
the purple's
who wears
the
a purple jacket
the
when
stylish
you're
ones
out
do.
Of grade seven? Like, who does that?
It was an awkward hour because we talked a lot about work because, as she kept pushing this, she's a workaholic.
Okay, so hold on a second. Back up the bus. She came in. You saw her. You laid eyes on her for the first time. What were you thinking?
I was like, all right.
She's okay?
Yeah.
Pleasant. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm not running for the hills. Don't need to make the emergency phone call.
Not too skinny, not too fat.
No.
Right in the middle.
Very nice.
Right in the wheelhouse.
Wearing heels. Businesswoman.
We can't say fat now.
No.
That's not what I meant.
Over
I
the.
I did not mean fat. I meant like not
juicy.
Skinny.
Juicy.
In the middle. Okay.
It was an hour, but she had to get back to work because she's a workaholic, which she's mentioned this multiple times. Every time
so
she
wants
says,
it out, it's not me, it's you, or it's
but
not
she,
you, it's me, I got
to
work.
She's like, I got to get back to work. But then she stuck around for a few more minutes. So I think she's interested. So this is the pinnacle of my failure at dating because I don't do it a lot and I suck at it. We're outside the coffee shop. She works next door. I got to go back to my office a little bit across town.
Yeah.
I do not know what to say. I panic and I say, keep in touch.
Keep it.
That's pretty cool.
I wouldn't begrudge you that. That's not a bad line.
Nobody says keep in touch unless you're a
relative.
Did you
give her finger guns when you were doing it?
I go back to the office and they're making fun of me. And now they're thinking about making t-shirts with my face. Keep in touch. So coming soon to the...
I wouldn't begrudge them that joy either. Oh my God.
Coming soon to the... It's a show store. Keep in touch t-shirts. I know a guy.
Hey, yeah, we got to talk about merchandise because that's where the money is. When we upsell everybody after we get like, you know, six or seven people downloading this sucker, we could upsell and make some Christmas money. Those t-shirts, they fly off the shelf. We better make like a 40, 50.
I'll tell you what, I went to see Craig Ferguson the other week, a couple weeks back in Edmonton. And I'm like, oh man, I want one of those. I want a t-shirt. I want a DVD.
You're wearing
this,
it right
I want
now.
That. I know.
It's the coolest.
And then I go.
Sorry, get a shot of this
then
t-shirt.
I go to the, he's like.
What? He's 14 and not into being ordered around by his old fart dad.
So then I go to, so I pay by credit
card.
Don't
get his face in there, just the t-shirt.
This is not going to be flattering. Yeah. So I go to the online bank. I was on my online banking yesterday because I paid with Visa. This was a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking, I was like, what the hell is this $55 a BMC Toronto? I was like, I haven't been to Toronto lately.
I've been scammed.
It was the thing.
It was the t-shirt.
Craig Ferguson, by the way.
$50, eh? Wow.
Shit. I got the DVD. It was a signed DVD.
Oh, you got like the package.
DVD shirt, and I think that's it.
You know what?
It was worth it, though.
Don't blow out the big Craig Ferguson story yet.
We'll
because,
keep that for episode 3.
Yeah, because that is a beauty. But anyway, this guy is the funny. He did... I think 8 minutes on the Rob Ford fiasco the first night it broke.
I just finished watching this whole week.
Yeah.
Every night he's poking fun at Rob Ford.
Well, everybody is, but I bet you Ferguson was. I saw Jon Stewart's a couple of rants. Stephen Colbert whipped out a crack pipe, started smoking that, which, you know, kids, don't try this at home. And we might as well touch on it. I didn't want to get political, but it's the story that is sweeping the globe. What did you say? Yeah, we're going to touch on it. It's a big story.
Literally.
Yeah, literally, figuratively. Okay, so this guy, the one thing that really got me is this past week, and I don't know when Spark's going to figure out how to upload this, but he at City Hall in Toronto, and we used to live there. Great city, lots going on. Torontonians consider themselves to be not in a condescending way above the rest, but they just have this feeling in the city that they are cool. This is it. We're progressive. This is the city that leads the country. And that's the feeling I got when I first moved there anyway. And most of the people I met in Toronto were from Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, mm-hmm. or Newfoundland. But anyway, so Mayor Ford opens up his office for kids to get a tour and he leads this tour. This is after the allegations were proven true that he did smoke crack cocaine in a drunken stupor and everything. And then I'm not turning my child loose for it. And he's the tour guide at City Hall. Like, how low is the bar going to go with politics?
And I'm not going to resign. And I think his popularity went up. How's that possible?
That's sick is what it is.
I don't get it.
See, and how come Sawyer and I were talking about this in the car on the way over. How come there's no mechanism in place if something major like this happens? How can you... There's no mechanism to have a vote of non-confidence to eject a guy from the mayor chair.
Yeah.
How can that be possible? Like, I want to get that job so badly because it doesn't matter what you do.
No, apparently
like, it
not.
Does not matter what you do. Yeah. You can throw McDonald's out your window when you're driving down the 401. You can spit on people at the crosswalk. You can fart anywhere in public. Like, it doesn't matter. You're immune to any type of prosecution. Oh.
Farting anywhere is your idea of what to do with diplomatic immunity.
Okay, now listen. You're an observer, a casual observer. We don't interact with the talent.
Can we have
your own podcast.
Can we talk about how the Oilers are losing 3-1 right now again?
Ew, that's a real shocker. So what do you think of Ladislav Schmid going to the Flames?
I'm that kind of hockey fan that's not sure if that's a good move or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, something needs to be done.
They need to shake up the organization. Schmid, I don't know. I always liked him as a player. He's got some tenacity. He's got some heart and stuff. But they need somebody who is an asset to get something. They got two young guys back. And where did the goaltender come from? Is that the same trade? No.
He came from somewhere because we had a goalie, I guess, to trade away. But you're right. Something needs to happen. And this whole rebuilding is like 10 years in the making. This is like year number 9 or something. We've been rebuilding since...
We heard on the way over here that Eberle may be on the block.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That would suck.
I like him.
I like him a lot, too. I actually met him at a function earlier this year.
What about the Yakupov?
Yakupov,
I think, you know, get
Yakupov, Smirnov.
Ditch him instead of Ebbs.
Yeah,
that's my absolutely. Opinion. I mean, not that he's not a great player or anything.
Plus,
but...
then all the jokes, you can tell the normal jokes in the dressing room and everybody gets it. So you don't have to translate it to Russian for the kid. Anyway.
Do you like his tweets? Exclamation points, smiley faces, parentheses.
Yeah, there should be some type of retribution for that.
What is he saying?
He doesn't know. That's funny, though.
He doesn't know. Nobody knows.
I was Sawyer brought up farting. My son brought up farting, which is I thought was kind of rude. In our first, this is episode number one of It's a Show, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We've got a Twitter, @ It's a Show.
And we've got a Facebook, which /, the show. I don't know. What is it? You made it? Sparky does all the technical shit because he's really good at that stuff. Or actually, he just does it.
It's all there.
Because I mentioned that we should really have one of those, and then I just kind of look at him, and then all of a sudden, the next day, we have one of those.
That's super
it's been
easy.
A long-standing relationship we've had.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you'd like to hit us up on there with show topics, any comments about the Oilers, the Flames, the Rob Ford scenario, or something interesting, something fun.
Post a baby photo.
Yeah, post. Okay, so back to farting for a second. Here's the true to life story, and I really not sure I'm going to. Okay, it's no one's listening. It's the internet. It's episode one. So I go the other day, and I'm browsing around because the Christmas crap is already out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... So I'm just browsing around these aisles and they're packed and all these families and the moms and the young kids and I drop a rose. Like I had the rumblies.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, I had
bad Chinese.
Yeah. Bad everything and just bad choices,
sometimes
bad decisions. And
it just happens.
And so it's not like at the age of 46, I gotta be honest with you, my emissions are sounding like my dad's first, like the wet, kind of poppy ones. Anyway, so I drop one of those bad boys and then I realize, well, you know, I'm probably going to get away with it. It's fine and stuff. And then all of a sudden I get the aromatic blow into the nostrils and I go, I've got to get out of here.
I'll switch now.
I bolted, man. Did a brisk walk. It was not a mosey. It was like a real saunter and I got out of there and I feel bad. I don't think there were any survivors. So I am...
That's the joys
of people in Walmart.
The joys of holiday shopping.
It's
you don't know where the smells are coming from because it could be just because you're sweating under all the winter garb. I go to the store in the mall just to browse, and I insta-sweat.
Insta-sweat.
Turn down the heat.
I know. It's just so freaking hot in the mall.
Then they think I'm up to no good because I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
what's he going to drop his backpack by the store and blow the place up? What's happening? No, it's I have the same problem. And you don't... I mean, in this country, if you leave your jacket in your car going into the mall, you could freeze to death getting from the car to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you're in there, you're hosed. It's too hot. Senior citizens hot. I got a burp. Hang on.
As I was mentioning earlier, I was watching a whole bunch of Craig Ferguson episodes from this past week. A lot of Rob Ford, lots of Canada talk, and his take on Canadians is quite entertaining. I'm a big fan for obvious reasons. that we did not disclose yet, but that story will
episode three or seven.
He released every now and then he does maps of countries.
Okay.
He's like, oh, he's talking about Canada. Do we have a map of Canada? So he shows this map of Canada. The provinces listed are Mississippi, Saskatchewan, but Saskatchewan's like one big rectangle, Hosers, Narnia, Quebec, Hockey Fights, and then the Sea of Borat. And it's just like...
Oh, man. He is funny.
And before he went on his comedy tour, he kept... For some reason, he kept praising Lethbridge. He's like, Lethbridge, that's the place to be. That's the place to be in Canada. I was like, have you been to Lethbridge?
Oh.
There's nothing there.
Do you know what? I was just reading in the paper before I came over here because it's Remembrance Day weekend, and there's a story of a soldier. His last name is Metz, and he was in World War II. And a lot of the prisoners that they captured, the German prisoners, they sent to Lethbridge to internment camps. And they were there for like a couple of years. And I didn't even realize that. Lethbridge held a lot of prisoners of war. And they had to work on work farms, and they made, 50 cents a week, I think, is what they pulled down there, which, you know, just so the government could tax them, grab some of that. So, Spark, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bachelor, and you got quite a nice kitchen set up here. Are you a good cook? Do you cook?
I can cook. Do I cook? Well, there's a pizza box in the fridge from last night, so that means I decided to not cook. If I have all the ingredients and if I have some
So what
time...
would be your go-to? So say you got a woman. This is a fantasy, a fantasy scenario. Oh. You got a hot girl coming over here, and you want to impress her, and you want the place to smell great.
Yes.
And by the way, let me just say, looking around our broadcast facility here, you keep a very tidy house.
That's how it is usually, 90% of the time.
That's pretty awesome. That's exactly how I would be. I can't stand slovenly habits.
No way.
Right, Sawyer?
Just wait till you get your own place.
Anyway, so what would be like a go-to thing that you could prepare that would be good?
Funny you should ask. My go-to swoon dish, if you will, if the lady's coming over for a first meal to impress.
Yeah.
I would go with the old classic. It's a German dish. I actually remember watching grandma make it, and this is how I knew how to do it, just by observing.
Yeah.
I would check the recipe just to double check and make sure I knew what I was doing. Rouladen.
Rouladen? What does that even mean?
Are you familiar with the dish?
No,
I'm not.
I'm such a heathen.
So good. A lot of steps, but...
It's like crushed up Rolades.
No.
In a pan. No. What is in there?
It's a thin meat. You can actually go to the store. It is Rouladen. The butchers will package it as such. Three or four pieces of thin meat.
Okay.
Basically, you take that. It's like a thin steak. Very, very thin. Like, you know, a meat slicer, like a deli slicer, thin.
Right.
Very thin. You take it. You can do whatever you want with it, but I put mustard, a layer of mustard, chopped up onions, chopped up pickles, salt and pepper,
chopped
seasonings,
pickles,
whatever.
I am so in with this.
Whatever you want.
Awesome.
You roll it up.
Yeah.
Toothpicks or string, whatever you want to kind of keep it together. You fry it. You bake it.
You fry it, and then you bake it.
You brown it, then you bake it.
Okay. And no sauce on top, nothing?
Well, I make some gravy, so a little bit of beef broth or some water. You know, you don't want it to dry out.
Yeah.
And cook for maybe about, I want to say 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you take it out, take out the toothpicks, you cut that sucker, and enjoy. Great with mashed potatoes and garden vegetables.
Yeah, so you got to have some kind of accoutrement around it. Otherwise, the presentation is,
smells.
Here's a lump of meat.
Welcome
to my house.
So my sister really loves it. It is really, when you think about it, the easiest thing to do. You just got to do a lot of things, like the chopping up of the pickles,
the
onions. The prep is a lot of work. It's a little messy. Making sure you've got the good quality toothpicks, because you don't want broken toothpicks in your meat.
God knows.
No.
I have a love-hate relationship with the multicolored sharp ones on both ends.
You don't.
No, I like the normal.
Why are they multicolored?
I don't know. What are they trying to pull off there? Is it like some kind of festive occasion toothpick? Is it like for
must
a
be
Mexican
for
holiday? I don't know.
Decorative reasons.
I'm not sure. I hate those things, though. They're so pointy. Okay, so what else was I going to tell you? Yeah, we're at 27 minutes.
Plus 6 minutes of figuring things out.
Okay. What
so
does that mean?
Really, we're at 20 minutes, I think.
We're at 20?
I think so.
I think if we go to 30.
I think that's good.
That's a substantial length for any.
I'm surprised we made it this far.
Inaugural podcast. Hasn't even been as hard. I was like really dreading this, and it's not even that bad.
I think you just got to talk about life and what's happening. Like later on today, I'm going to check out the mall.
Yeah.
Which I will dread.
Been there, done that.
But I need new shoes.
Oh, God. So do I. And here's the thing about the mall this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's the gauntlet. You have to run the gauntlet of the people hawking the soaps.
I hate
those
people.
The cell phone cases, the blankets. Do you want a blanket? Do you want this lady, Sawyer, this lady accosted me, this young woman, like three times. She doesn't recognize me. I'm a celebrity
you're
in this town,
to be
honest.
Yeah,
with
you. Yeah.
I go past her. Do you want this? Do you want this? It's a stick of soap. What the hell do you do with the thing? What is it for, even?
I hate those people.
What is it?
The stupid kiosk.
I don't want your stick of soap.
Or the little container of green thing. What is that?
What is it?
Health juice?
Yeah, health juice and then avocado cream for your feet. Like, no, I don't want any of it. If I want it, I will come to you and ask for it. Like, frick.
Are those your Saskatchewan Rough Rider shoes?
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Now you're giving away our locations. What do you mean those are the worst?
I'm going to Regina in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. Your season around here is over, so you might as well go somewhere and watch the big boys play.
What's the deal with the Rough Riders? Are they doing anything? Like, I don't.
This is it. This is the make or break, because like, it doesn't matter how much you win or lose. If you lose in the quarterfinal, you're out, right?
Okay, yeah.
So it's BC Lions, and they got home field advantage
mm-hmm.
at Mosaic, so let's see what happens. I'm pulling for the boys. And Darian Durant, I mean, he's really got to pull it together. We need some cohesion from that position. And he's racked up some decent stats this year,
mm-hmm.
but he needs to really, really be a leader on the field to make this happen, because BC is no pushover either.
Should be.
Is the woman texting? What's happening?
Philly 4-2, Edmonton. Or
that's the final?
No, third period left. Oilers are going to lose. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm very excited to go to the Grey Cup in a couple weeks. No matter who's playing, I'm there for. I've only been in the Grey Cup once before, and that was when I was 17. So I didn't really get to do the partying.
Okay, how much does it cost? Because I want to go with you.
To be honest,
it's going
to
be too much.
My friend's mom's like, I've got an extra ticket. Pay me when you can. I have no idea how much a ticket is. It's probably $300.
Well, see, that's not even bad. That's not the cost. The cost is the booze and the party.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you $1,000.
I know.
It's going to be a $1,300 overnight trip. It's going to be insane.
Sleeping over at the friend's place.
Man, oh man. And it's going to be cold and freaking ugly in that stadium.
But you know what?
You won't care.
That's what we do as Canadians.
CFLers.
That's right. Yeah. I love the Eskimos, that's my team. And it was a poop year. Man, was it a gross year. And
nothing sums up Canada more than a football team called the Eskimos.
That's like, right.
You know, Jesus.
You get to Commonwealth Stadium in a cold November game day at night. That's a cold one. As you call it, the igloo.
Any stadium in Canada, if you don't get the sunny side, you are hooped. The sunny side is a glorious place to be. You got to bring shades. Sawyer, Teresa and I took Sawyer to see the Riders play the Stamps a couple of years ago.
In Calgary.
Mm. Dumb idea, because those Calgary psychos, nut jobs. That one guy with the flag every time. What did he say every time they scored? What was it? It was like some crazy chant, and he was yelling. And then Sawyer has to go to the John, and they're like taunting him because he's wearing Riders garb, right? And although, to be honest, when you're at a Rider game against anybody else, doesn't matter what stadium, the majority of the sea is green.
It's true.
Yeah.
You guys,
the marketing on that team, it's
ridiculous.
It rivals
jealousy.
Yeah. Like if you stack it up, they are the leaders. They sell more merch than all other CFL teams combined.
Everywhere you go, there's Rider logos everywhere.
Yep.
On glove mitts, barbecue covers.
Yeah.
Stupid light things.
Keychains, mugs.
Everything.
Whatever. And I can't afford any of it. The only time I ever have Rider crap is if somebody buys it for me, because it's like expensive. I love it though. Do you have a jersey, a Schmoes jersey?
I got Stamps. Yeah, Fred Stamps, number 2.
Nice.
Got a jersey, got a hat. I'm cheap though.
Yeah.
I want to buy more, but you're right. It's expensive. But I don't know. I always say one day.
One day.
I'd like to be that crazy.
I got my
guy.
Chicago Bears fan, so I got a Bears jersey. And they're doing pretty good this year too, which is really cool. I'd love to go to Soldier Field and watch a game one time. That's on the bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And Baseball games. A lot of baseball games. Are you a baseball fan?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Spark. Seriously.
I went to a Jays game once. Did not hate it.
No. But Jays game, like, the Sky Dome is not really...
No,
it's,
you're
it's
right.
It's an antiseptic ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's not... It doesn't have the atmosphere. We got to go see the California Angels
mm-hmm.
play in Anaheim, and that stadium is super cool. And we were in the bleeds, but you felt like you were right in it. And
yeah, they love their sports down there. All sports, any sports. Except for hockey. Hockey in Florida. I think I saw...
Six people in the crowd?
It was like, oh, the Panther... I don't know, this could be wrong, but the Panther fans dressed up as empty seats because the thing was practically empty.
And you know what? They will pay you to go to games down there. That's the good news. You ever get down there, it's yeah. free.
So,
okay, I think we're running out of steam.
You know,
we need a big finish, don't we?
I was thinking about this earlier. We need to
tease
some
the
sort
next
of
show
intro, and we need to produce some sort of outro. So we need to write something and then make it happen.
You've been listening to it's a show. With yeah. Sparky and the other guy. Tune in next week. Something like that.
Big explosion at the end.
Yep. You know what? My only sound effect I'm really good at, Spark, and I'd like to, if you will indulge me on our first podcast, mm-hmm. I do awesome wind. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Not like that wind we talked about earlier, like a real wind, like Canadian wind. Here we go. Ready? Get ready to love this.
All right. Oh, it's cold in here. Did I get a chill? That's a northern Alberta wind right there.
Doesn't that make you just yeah. cold right to the
yeah.
bones?
Put another log on the fire.
That is my biggest talent. If I had to go on a talent show, that's what I'm going to rock, is my wind sound.
Facebook.com/it's a show, I think. I'll double check that. I think that's what...
And
we can't customize it yet because we don't have any likes. I think once we get 25 likes, then we can customize it.
Okay, so this is our mission.
It's
25 likes or bust.
Yeah.
And I don't want just friends of ours. Well, screw you guys.
That's right.
Like, you're going to listen anyway. We got you. I want 25 strangers to like this.
So we'll put the link in yeah. the description of the iTunes thing, assuming that all goes well.
iTunes, man. If you get this thing on iTunes, I'm buying you a beer because I don't understand anything about how to do that.
Uploading is easy. They just got to accept
approve
us.
It.
Yeah, that's right.
Approve it. But I mean, we browsed around on your iPad. There's a lot of crap shows out there, so we're going to fit right in. There's no way they can't accept us.
So for right now, the best way to find us is probably Twitter, because we've got a Twitter for sure.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/it's a show, all one word. I'm going to put this on the SoundCloud because that'll tie us over until we get onto iTunes.
Okay.
But I'll work on iTunes right
Perfect.
Away. And
awesome.
25 likes, we can customize the Facebook page, but it's there, so we'll
yeah.
I'll link it.
And if you love the logo, I made it. If you hate that's, it was all Sparky because right. he created the logo.
Making it on borrowed time.
Yeah, no, I think the logo is simple like us and effective and powerful and mm-hmm. and you know, soon to be famous like
only
us.
Took 2 months to design.
Yeah. And when you see it, you'll know why. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
That's right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to It's
a show. Oh, wait. Together?
So let's go. I'll go. Right. It's a, and then you can yell out show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening to It's
a
show.
Like louder. Like yell it.
We're in an apartment.
It doesn't matter.
I got no neighbors.
Show. He's keeping me here against my will. Help me.
And hit the outro.
Grateful little bastard.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. There you go.